You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? The title of this message is Freemasonry, the Religion of Fools. So today, I wanted to have Patrick Cullinane on because he's dealing with these fools. As all of our countries, we're dealing with these Shabazz Goy race traitor, white race traitor fools. And yes, Freemasonry is a religion. Don't ever let them tell you that it's not. They're seeking for light from the worshipful master of the lodge. I want to make one thing very clear too. They keep the lodge, the north side of the lodge, in darkness. Why is that, you ask yourself? Oh, ask me. Well, I'll tell you why it is. Because Yahweh resides in the north. Do you understand what they're trying to say by keeping the north dark? Because the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer, as it is the god of the Jews. And this has been proven so many times, I don't know why anybody would question it at this point. So, as you're out studying, you know, when I first started to come into this so-called truth movement, I had gone through Alex Jones, and that lasted about 2 weeks, although he kind of pointed me to the 9/11 thing. But when I listened to his shows, I knew that he was a fearmonger. And I knew something was wrong with it immediately. So I don't even think it lasted 2 weeks, to be honest with you. And I went on and eventually came to a man who was a great deceiver, Mr. William Cooper. And William Cooper, he was a master at what he was doing. I wanted to always mention this on my show, so I will mention this because this is a show about Freemasonry. You see, all these people will keep pointing the finger to the New World Order, or the Illuminati, or Freemasonry, or the Catholic Church. Now, in reality, these are all tentacles of the beast. But the head of the beast is Rothschild and his Jews. The tentacles of the beast. So what the purpose of these people that are in the so-called truth movement was to do was to deflect you from the Jew and put it on these so-called tentacles. Why? Because these tentacles are a lot of white Shabazz Goy race traders. Even though the Jews attend the lodge and the Jews run the lodge and Freemasonry is the Kabbalah, according to Albert Pike. You know, I've known Freemasons and I'll say, well, Albert Pike said this, and they'll say, who's that? Like as if I'm that stupid. So William Cooper, which I got a big kick out of this, is how he gave himself away in the whole thing at the end and why he had to end his show and pretend his death. Because he is not death. He is not dead at all. He is now working on the other tentacle, the Catholic Church, with the diamond merchant there. I always forget his name. I just can't remember his name. He's a Jewish diamond merchant, and he wrote this big Catholic book. And so now that's what Bill Cooper's on now, under another name. He doesn't have his own show, but I've heard his voice, and I know his voice anywhere. So he was trying to deflect us from the Jew. So what the mistake that he made was he began to bring callers into his show. And when the callers would call up, they'd say, "Bill, it's the Jews." And he'd scream. He'd say, "It's not the Jews. I keep telling you, it's not the Jews." Yet he'd mention Benjamin J.P. Judah, and he'd mention the ADL, and he'd mention all these Jewish names that in all of his things, but then he would scream and go nuts when they would tell. So they kept on going at it and going at it until finally, I believe he had a heart attack or a stroke. But this is what ended his deflection. He was doing a good job, but however, I don't reckon this to be a total waste of time. I learned a lot about Freemasonry. I bought a lot of Freemasonic books. I learned about the Rosicrucians. I learned about the mystery religions and so on and so forth. So therefore, I could understand this tentacle better than some other people do. Now, I don't focus on this tentacle all the time, but I wanted to focus on this tentacle because it's important. Now, this man, I'm going to read something that I found just yesterday, and it's called Final Warning, A History of the New World Order by David Allen Rivera. And he was on a show, and I could tell right away that the word Jew never came up. So I knew that it was the same old technique. This is what you have to realize. Is there's people out there in the truth movement that are telling you truths, but they're keeping you from, they're deflecting you away from the head of the beast. You understand what I'm telling you? Because a lot of people are programmed. I've walked up and talked to somebody about Jews. I'll say the word Jew and they start flinching all over the place. I touch their programming. Do you understand that? So these people will come out and they have success in the truth movement and there's money to be made in the truth movement. It's not that they're not telling you some truth in the time being, but they're still deflecting you from finding out who it is. So what I'm telling you is Yahweh took it in his hands to make sure that even though Bill Cooper was trying to deflect from the truth, his own audience came to find out that it was the Jews after all. He went absolutely berserk. If you've ever heard some of his shows when they called him and said, "Bill, I've got to tell you it's the Jews," he went crazy. And I used to laugh and laugh and laugh about that because I just think it's funny. It's funny that the devil's people trying to do their work. You know, Bill was also a psyop because Bill was a race mixer. Whether he was in real life or not, I can't say. But he said he was married to an Asian woman and that he was half Indian and this and that. See the psyop there. Okay? You have to understand what's going on. You have to use your brain. So let's go on to this David Allen Rivera thing. And what it's going to talk about is the Weishaupt and all that stuff. Now, I will mention to you that Weishaupt, I don't know, I don't see the word Jew in this paper at all, but it could be there. Let's read it. You know, I'm going to read it to you here. But I know that Weishaupt was a Jew and that he was in the Jesuit side of the Catholic Church. Remember, when a Jew wants to be a crypto Jew, like, for instance, Rush Limbaugh. Now, he's been seen going to Israel with his rabbi, yet he claims he's a Catholic. They always do that. Benjamin Friedman, the guy that you hear on this radio station, who deceives you at the end of the program, he became a Catholic. The Jew always goes to the Catholic Church because it's Mother Babylon. You got to understand that Babylon is a major part of the head of Rothschild, of the Jews, the Bavli or the Babli from the Talmud that comes from, remember, there's two books, the Talmud. There's a watered down version that they'll show you that looks innocent and harmless, but there is an underground one. It's called the Bavli or the Babli. And it comes right from Babylon. Like we're under a Babylon money system right now from the Jew. Okay? So what I want you to understand is Weishaupt, he was Adam Weishaupt. He was commissioned to penetrate these lodges, the lodges of Freemasonry, and he was to do this and sent to do this by Rothschild. Now, let's read here and see what we come up with. Okay. After Weishaupt died on November 18th, 1830, at the age of 82, Giuseppe Mazzini, 1805 to 1872, an Italian patriot. By the way, Mazzini means Mason. And I want to mention one thing before I go on here. The mafia was brought forth from the P2 Lodge of Freemasonry in Italy. They took people from the Italian ghettos, which seemed to have these, notice they're always Catholic. Again, let's keep connecting the dots. Notice how the people in the so-called mafia are supposed to be Italians. But I think these are race-mixed Italians and that they're actually Jews. Okay? So they took these people and created the mafia. Notice how the mafia all were very religious Catholics. I mean, you go out and you kill people all week, and then you attend the Catholic Church on the weekend. So you see? And you go over Mama's house for a nice big dinner. And Mama's so proud of her killer. You know, the Italians are proud of the mafia, and they should be disgusted of it, because it was designed to bring them down and to bring shame on the Italian race. Yet the Italian people look at it and they're proud. They'll say, my uncle's a made man. They think it's like, oh, the coolest movies on the planet from the Jew are these mafia movies showing how my people go out and do all this stuff and control everything. I'm so proud of that. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be proud of it. You understand that? Okay, let me go on. Giuseppe Mazzini, an Italian patriot and revolutionary leader, was appointed head of the Illuminati in 1834. It was believed that Weishaupt rejoined the Catholic Church with a deathbed repentance. While attending Genoa University, Mazzini became a 33-degree Mason and joined a secret organization known as the Carbonari. Their stated goal in 1818, our final aim is that of Voltaire and of the French Revolution, the complete annihilation of Catholicism, and ultimately all Christianity, where he became committed to the cause of Italian unity. In 1831, he was exiled to France, where he founded the Young Societies movement, which included Giovanni Italia, Young Italy, Young England, etc. This group united those who wanted to achieve unification through force. Mazzini moved to England in 1837, then returned to Italy in 1848 to lead the revolution against the Austrians. Again, he was exiled. In the 1850s, he led more revolutionary activities, and through his actions, Italy became united in 1861 as a single kingdom rather than the republic envisioned by Mazzini. Mazzini, who became known as the evil genius of Italy, tried to carry on activities of the Illuminati through the Alta Vendita Lodge, the highest lodge of the Carbonari. From 1814 to 48, the group known as Haute Vente Romaine led the activities of most of Europe's secret societies. In April 1836, the head of the Haute Vente, whose pseudonym was Nubius, wrote to Beppo, Mazzini behaves too much like a conspirator or melodrama to suit the obscure role we resign ourselves to play until our triumph. Mazzini likes to talk about a great many things, about himself above all. He never ceases writing that he is overthrowing thrones and altars. He fertilizes the peoples, that he is the prophet of humanitarianism. In 1860, Mazzini had formed an organization called Oblonica, a name derived from the Latin obolus, which means I beckon with a dagger. It says spit, though. I beckon with a spit, which means dagger. With this group, he established an inner circle called the Mafia. See, here we are. So about 1000 AD, after the Normans had driven the Arabs out of Sicily, they established a feudal system. Overseers to guard each feudee were chosen from the known criminals. Skirmishes between the barons were fought by these criminals. Although feudal privileges were abolished in 1812, these overseers retained control of the land through leasing arrangements. It was this band of criminals that Mazzini gave the name Mafia, which was known as an acronym for Mazzini, Otto Rizza, Ferti, Incendi, and Avvengimenti, known as the Mafiosi. They were authorized by Mazzini to commit thefts, arson, and murder. It was this organization that came to America during the 1890s with the beginning of Italian immigration. Geez, I wonder who wanted to bring them here. Can you imagine who that might be? Now, isn't that interesting that the Freemasons, here's one of the things that people want you to know that you'll hear in the truth movement over and over and over and again. And when you hear a mem or whatever you want to call this over and over and over, you know that they want you to know this very, very much. And that is this. It's not the people in the lower ranks of Freemasonry that are doing all this evil. It's only those at the top. Now there, my friend, is a lie, because you've just seen it right here. These are just people that they brought in. This is a Mason, Mazzini, doing all this nonsense. Now he's a top one, but he's bringing people just from low areas that aren't even high in the lodge, and they're doing all this, the theft, arson, and murder, okay? So don't tell me that the lower people down in Freemasonry do not do anything wrong and don't know anything's going on, and it's only the ones at the top. That is a pure lie, and you will hear that over and over and over and over again. Mark my words. There is no truth movement. And what one that there is out there has a lot of Jewish names all of a sudden, as I had told you before. Because there's money to be made from writing books deflecting you from the truth while telling truth at the same time. In 1859, Albert Pike, 1809 to 1891, a lawyer and leader of the U.S. Scottish Rite Masonry, who was called the Sovereign Pontiff of Universal Freemasonry, the Prophet of Freemasonry, and the greatest Freemason of the 19th century. Yet when I talk to Freemasons, they don't know who he is. They don't know who he is. You see what I'm saying? Who was fascinated with the idea of a one-world government, was chosen to coordinate Illuminati activities in the United States. He said they needed to create a political party that would keep the world fighting until they could bring peace. Pike said it would be done with tongue and pen, with all our open and secret influences, with the purse. I wonder who holds the purse, huh? And if needs be, with the sword. Pike was born on December 29, 1809 in Boston, went to Harvard, then later served as a brigadier general in the Confederate Army. Notice how you don't see the blacks trying to take down Albert Pike. Albert Pike's statue in Washington, D.C. Hello. I'm talking to you, folks. Now, they might do it now that I mentioned it. He was appointed by the Confederacy to be the Indian commissioner in order to create an army of Indian warriors. He became governor of the Indian Territory and succeeded in creating an army consisting of Chickasaws, Comanches, Creeks, Cherokees, Miamis, Osages, Kansas, and Choctaws. He became known to them as the faithful pale-faced friend and protector. The savagery of their attacks caused Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, to disband the Indian Army. After the Civil War, Pike was found guilty of treason and jailed, only to be pardoned by President Andrew Johnson on April 22, 1866, who met with him the next day at the White House. On June 20, 1867, Scottish Rite officials conferred upon Johnson the 4th and the 32nd degrees, 4th through 32nd degrees. In other words, they gave him an honorary degree up to the 32nd, not the 33rd now, because of pardoning this guy that the Masons don't know about. Okay, and later he went to Boston to dedicate a Masonic temple. The only monument to a Confederate general in Washington, D.C. was erected in Pike's honor and can be found between the Department of Labor building and the Municipal building, between 3rd and 4th Street and on D Street Northwest. Pike was a genius, able to read and write in 16 different languages, a 33rd degree Mason. He was one of the founding fathers and head of the ancient accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. But they don't know who he is. They don't know. Albert Pike, who is he? I don't know. In 1869, he was a top leader in the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. In 1871, he wrote the 861-page Masonic handbook known as Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Rite of Freemasonry. Pike was said to be a Satanist who indulged in the occult and possessed a bracelet he used to summon Lucifer, with whom he had constant communication. Okay? This will all make sense to you later, how he could communicate with Lucifer. I will show you why. He was the grand master of a Luciferian group known as the Order of Palladium, or Sovereign Council of Wisdom. See, it's intellect. Remember the garden last week? Remember the monolith? The Sovereign Council on Wisdom. It's always to do with intellect. Freemasonry all has to do with intellect. Those people are taught that we are idiots, that the general public are a bunch of animals and no better than animals and no smarter than animals, and that we are idiots. They believe themselves to be superior mentally to us. And this is a flattery that is shown to them in the lodge. This is why when they gain more light, they're a hell of a lot smarter than you will ever be. Okay, so you see that wisdom and intellect has a lot to do with becoming a god, like Satan had promised Eve in the garden. It all connects, and it connects, and it connects, because that's what Freemasonry is. It's your journey to becoming a god, just like Dave from the movie 2001 was on his journey to becoming a god, and he became one through light. Okay. Palladism has been brought to Greece from Egypt by Pythagoras in the 5th century, and it was this cult of Satan that was introduced in the inner circle of the Masonic lodges. It was aligned with the Palladium of Templars. In 1801, Isaac Long, a Jew, brought a statue of Baphomet, which is Satan. Remember the female male Baphomet goat? To Charleston, South Carolina. See, now, let's just stop there. In 1801, Isaac Long, a Jew, brought a statue of Baphomet, Satan, to Charleston. This is why Yahweh does not want you to have these people in your nation. This is why Yahweh does not want us to live with any other people, and he wants us to be a separate people. Do you see the evidence that what Yahweh says will happen, okay? This Jew, he brought his God, Satan, to Charleston, South Carolina. That's why they don't belong in our nation. That's why you don't bring people from Haiti into your nation. That's why you don't bring blacks or anybody else from any other place into your nation. Okay, so this Jew brought the statue of Baphomet Satan to Charleston, South Carolina, where he helped establish the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite. Pike, his successor, changed the name to the new and reformed Palladian Rite, or Reformed Palladium. The order contained 2 degrees, Adelph, or brother, and companion of Ulysses, or companion of Penelope. Pike's right-hand man was Phileas Walder from Switzerland, who was a former Lutheran minister, a Masonic leader, occultist, and spiritualist. His other closest aides were Gallatin Mackey, a Masonic leader, Longfellow, and Holbrook. Pike, along with Mazzini, Lord Henry Palmerston of England, these names should start ringing bells, 33rd degree Mason, and Otto von Bismarck from Germany, 33rd degree Mason, 1815 to 1898, intended to use the Palladian Rite to create a satanic umbrella group that would tie all Masonic groups together. Because of Mazzini's revolutionary activities in Europe, the Illuminati had to again go underground. Pike established supreme councils in Charleston, South Carolina, Rome, Italy, led by Mazzini, London, England, led by Palmerston, and Berlin, Germany, led by Bismarck. He set up 23 subordinate councils in strategic places throughout the world, including 5 grand central directories in Washington, D.C., North America, Montevideo, South America, Naples, Europe, Calcutta, Asia, and Mauritius, Africa, which were used to gather information. All of these branches have been secret headquarters for the Illuminati's activities ever since. Let me change that word, Illuminati's. All of these branches have been the secret headquarters for the Jews' activities ever since. In a letter dated January 22, 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike, we must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are, with their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present, but we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select, obviously referring to the new and reformed Palladian Rite. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme rite, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown. We know that Jews are internationalists, folks. And we know there's Shabbos Goy out there, too, that are helping them. In another letter dated August 15, 1871, Pike wrote to Mazzini, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations." Now, see, I want you to understand, by him writing this letter, this puts it on the white man. It puts it on the Shabbos Goys, you understand? It puts it on the race traitor, which, you know, they are traitors. But notice how it takes it off the Jew and puts it on the white man. But it's the Jew in the background directing this whole thing. I guarantee it. So this is what's happening to us today, as you can clearly see. We shall unleash the nihilists, the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror shall show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery. Do we have savagery going on in our country? And of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, you see, we do have a multitude that is disillusioned with the Jewish version of Christianity. That's why they're so screwed up. They're disillusioned with the wrong message. They're disillusioned with the Jewish version of Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the pure light through the universal, because I will tell you, Freemasonry is a universal and universal religion, just like Catholicism, just like Christianity now, this message, this Jewish version of Christianity called Judeo-Christians, Judeo, get it? That's a universal. Whereas what we talk about here is a non-universal. But anyway, we'll receive through the pure light of universal manifestation, which will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Another part of this letter was discovered in 1949, which graphically outlined plans for three world wars and at least two revolutions. The first world war was to enable communistic atheism to destroy the czarist government in Russia. Did that happen, folks? Why, yes, it did. And who's behind communism? And who are the Bolsheviks? The Jew. The Jew. Who funded these Jews, and where did they come from, most of them? They came from America, the land of the free. Who financed it? America, through Woodrow Wilson and Jacob Schiff. This was accomplished. The Second World War was to begin by pitting Great Britain against Germany in order to destroy Nazism and advance the cause of Zionism so that Israel could become a nation. This was accomplished, but yet it's 67 years later and they don't really have that nation, as I told you last week. Okay? Now, a word about Zionism. The Jew always has two sides of the coin to play with. Don't mistake the Jew and the Zionist to be two separate things. It's the same people with two different organizations. The purpose mostly for Zionism is to bring the Shabbos Goy in, because the Jew doesn't want to sit down to eat with the Goy, as they call us. The Zionism is an organization where the Christian and the Shabbos Goy race trader, just like Freemasonry, they can join that organization and help the Jew. So don't think that when you hear Zionism that's totally different than Jewry. It's the same thing. So this was somewhat accomplished after this war. Communism was to be made strong enough to begin taking over weaker governments. In 1945, at the Potsdam Conference between Truman, Churchill, and Stalin, Russia was given a chunk of Europe, and that helped to sweep the tide of communism into China. The plan also called for a Third World War, which is to be ignited by firing up aggressions between the Zionists, Israel, and the Arab world. See, I want to explain that to you. This isn't to be fomented. Now, I told you that Zionists are the same as the Jews, but I'm going to reveal something to you. The Zionists are people, like I said, that are Shabbos Goy. They're white people. They're Christians who believe in Jews, that the Jews are God's chosen people and will stand up and support Israel and everything else. So this is to be fired up between the Zionists, not Israel, not the one over there in Israel, and the Arab world. What's happening in our countries right now? And okay, listen, in England right now, the cops, who are Freemasons, are preventing the English citizens from rising up and going after these Muslims when they go out and they talk about killing all the people in their nation. And these cops, who are Freemasons, are protecting these radical Muslims. Now, I want you to know that I believe, from what I've found out, it's above the rank of sergeant that you have to be a Mason to be part of the police force. So therefore, the underling below them does the dirty work for the people up the top. The Jews are sitting in court. And if what happened was Patrick Cullinane decided that he would call the police and ask them to arrest the tax people that were trying to harass him for $200 tax without representation. He spent 24 minutes on the phone with this woman, and she said she would not let it go any further than this. So what you see here is this is how Britain is being controlled through Freemasonry. The Jew has the Shabbos Goy race traders that think they're joining a lodge, becoming better, a cut above all other people. But then again, the Jew says they're promoting equality. Do you understand the hypocrisy that is involved? I can't even begin to go. I could go on all day about this stuff with you. So what they've done is they've padded themselves. So if you go to the police, you're supposed to be able to arrest somebody that's harassing you. But these police will not let it go any further because they're above sergeant. They won't allow it to go any further than that. So therefore, you have nobody to go after these criminals. So in America, we have sheriffs. And if that's not a, they also have them in England. I guess they're called constables or whatever. But I believe many of those are in Freemasonry as well. And also you notice in England that all nobility is in Freemasonry. The Duke of York, the Queen, the Order of the Garter. So it's a blanketing. It means there's nobody you can go to as an English citizen to get justice accomplished. Understand what I'm telling you. This is why the Shabbos Goy, they can do nothing without us. If these Shabbos Goy said, no, we will not do that, and we will get out of your lodge. But it gets heavier than this, folks, as I go along. So let me continue on here, because I'm going to show you that this is not just wrestling against flesh and blood, but this is against spirits in high places, as the Apostle Paul had told us. This is heavy stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, heavy. Okay, so it says, I want to finish this up, which is to be ignited by firing up aggression between Zionist Israel and the Arab world, who will destroy each other, bringing the rest of the world into a final conflict. This conflict will be engineered to produce complete social, political, and economic chaos, out of which will emerge an Illuminati-controlled world. Order out of chaos. You understand? It's what I told you. For a short time, this letter had been on display in the British Museum Library in London. Some researchers believe the second letter to be fraudulent. I wonder if Jews might have said that. And had been written much later than the first part, since the word fascism was not used until 1921. That doesn't mean anything. These people know secret information that we don't know. They create these things and don't just tell the public about it until they want to make it happen. So they said fascism was not used until 1921. The Arab-Jewish problem did not exist until after 1917's Balfour Declaration. After Mazzini's death on March 11, 1872, Pike appointed Adriano Lemmy the Lemming, 1822 to 1896, 33rd degree Mason, a banker from Florence, Italy, to run the subversive activities in Europe. Lemmy was a supporter of patriot and revolutionary Giuseppe Garibaldi and may have been active in the Luciferian Society founded by Pike. On July 14, 1889, Pike issued this statement to the 24 Supreme Councils of the World who were meeting in Paris. That which we must say to the crowd is, we worship a god, but it is the god one adores without superstition. To you sovereign grand inspectors general, 33 degree masons, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. The Masonic religion, don't let them tell you it's not a religion. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of the high degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. Now, the lower people down in the lodge may not know that Lucifer is the god. Okay, that I just want to clarify that. But they still do the dirty work of the lodge. So just understand the difference between that. I mean, many people, if they found out they were worshiping Lucifer, would split the lodge in a second, correct? Okay. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai or Adonai, Hebrew word for Lord, Lord, Baal, which refers to Jehovah, the God of Israel, see, that's a lie right there. Right there is a lie. It refers to Baal, which they avoided using, whose deeds prove his cruelty, perfidy and hatred of man, barbarism and repulsion for science. I told you science, you see. Would Adonai and his priests calumniate him? Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. For the eternal law is that there is no light without shade, no beauty without ugliness, no white without black. For the absolute can only exist as two gods, darkness being necessary to the light. Now, that's a lie. I told you that Lucifer is a wannabe god. You see, this man is elevating Lucifer to godhood, okay? He is his god, okay? But Lucifer is not a god at all, okay? He's an angel, and he's a wannabe. You're seeing lies right here on the page, okay? Because we know that Lord means Baal. That's why they changed it in the Bible. Okay, thus the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, he's saying. Now he's saying Satanism is a heresy. And the true pure philosophic religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai. See, he's saying that Lucifer is equal to Yahweh. But Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Yahweh, the God of darkness and evil. See, that's why the north side of the lodge was kept dark. Are you understanding what I'm telling you here? The Jew runs the lodge, the Shabbos Goy joins the lodge and unknowingly has joined the Luciferian lodge and is going to be, degree by degree, brought into Luciferian worship and into this Luciferian order, into worshiping the same God as the Jew worships. The Jew does not worship Yahweh, Aryan brothers. You just heard it right there. They're against Yahweh. The Freemasonic Lodge is against Yahweh. The Jew is against Yahweh. Okay. Now I have something right here, a little ad for, it's got many, many stupid white people became Freemasons, and one of them was John Wayne. And he says this. Now, I'm just reading this so you'll know that it's all about intellect. Life is tough, but it's tougher when you're stupid. Okay? I want you to understand that. Manly P. Hall, I have some quotes here now I'm going to quote, and then I'm going to read from the Mason's own works, something that you've never heard of before. You might have heard of one part of it from William Cooper, but I'm going to show you a lot more than that. Here's a quote from Manly P. Hall. If the infinite had not desired man to be wise, he would not have bestowed upon him the faculty of knowing. Remember who installed you. Now you think the infinite means Yahweh, don't you? But I told you that the circle, we're connecting dots from last week. The kikes, the kikel means circle. The infinite. The serpent biting his tail. If the infinite had not desired man to be wise, he would not have bestowed upon him the faculty of knowing. In the garden, when you touched the monolith in the movie. And who bestowed it upon him? The infinite. No, that's not Yahweh. Although Yahweh is infinite and Yahweh will never cease. But they're trying to claim that Lucifer, and he claims many times, so you're not going to try to tell me that Manly P. Hall teaches you how to get what you want from the devil. He tells you that in his books that, you know, you'll have to kill somebody every year once you make your commitment to get what you want, that you'll have to go out and kill somebody to appease this demon once a year. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and you're the one that's going to keep on giving. Okay. He says here, the true Mason is not creed bound. He realizes with the divine illumination of his lodge that a Mason, his religion, must be universal. Did I tell you it was universal? Yes, I did tell you it was universal, just like all the religions of the world. The only one that's not universal is CI, and I don't even call that a religion. But here again, I've had Masons say, oh, it's not a religion. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not a religion at all. Yet they go to the temple. Liars. Liars like, see, they become twice the child of hell as the Jew. They're in a Jew Mason. They're in a Jew thing. They're keeping secrets, taking blood oaths. Oaths, I don't know how you say that, whatever. And basically what's happening is they're becoming a liar, and they're out-Jewing the Jew. The Jew is teaching them how to be a deceiver, how to be a liar, how to keep secrets, how to destroy your own people, and how to follow everything that Lucifer and his children want you to do. I'm not just making this up, folks. I specifically went out and bought the books because I wanted to know, and it is a religion. You've just heard it from two different people high, way high up in the Illuminati. Let me just explain to you something about the so-called Illuminati. When you're asked to go to the 33 degree, you go to Washington, and you don't ask them whether you can be a 33rd degree Mason. They ask you. It's only by invitation. And most times you must be a 32nd degree in order to move on. I would think that's most of the time, but you do get, you know how some people become doctors and you can tell they're not doctors at all? They get these doctor degrees of literary doctor degrees, and you can tell that they can't even speak English or read English or write English. But they still call him doctor. I would be embarrassed if somebody gave me an honorary degree of being a doctor and I couldn't live up to it. I'd remove it immediately. Well, they have honorary degrees for people like the Jew there, Billy Graham. Billy Graham is a Jew. He's a 33rd degree Mason. Billy's real name is Billy Franks, so he really is a Jew. I have it in his book, in a book about him, and it's been traced. We know that Billy is a Jew because Billy acts like a Jew, and Billy does things for the Jew, and Billy is a universalist. Billy was another one that could really fool you. I don't know what it is with this name William or Bill, but there's another Bill that I was fooled by him. William Cooper, I was fooled by him. The name Wilhelm or William, there's something going on with that. But neither here nor there. This religion, now let me go on. The true Mason is not creed bound. He realizes with the divine illumination of his lodge that the Mason, his religion, must be universal. Christ, Buddha, or Muhammad. The name means little, for he recognizes only the light and not the bearer. He worships at every shrine, bows before every altar, whether in temple, mosque, or cathedral, realizing with his truer understanding the oneness of all spiritual truth. All true Masons know that they only are heathen who have great ideals. Let me read this again because I have to get that myself. All true Masons know that they only are heathen who, having great ideals, do not live up to them. They know that all religions are but one story told in diverse ways for peoples whose ideals differ, but whose great purpose is in harmony with Masonic ideals. North, east, south, and west stretch the diversities of human thought. And while the ideals of man apparently differ, when all is said and the crystallization of form with its false concepts is swept away, one basic truth remains. All existing things are temple builders, laboring for a single end. No true Mason can be narrow, for his lodge is the divine expression of all broadness. There is no place for little minds in a great work. Ladies and gentlemen, intellect. But I want you to see something here. As I'm reading it, I just pick these things up. It's amazing. No true Mason can be narrow, for his lodge is the divine expression of all broadness. Now, did not Yeshua Christ, say that narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, but broad is the road that leads to destruction? Many go thereby. Let's read this again now so you can understand. Remember what Jesus said, or Yeshua. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, but broad is the road that leads to destruction. What is Manly P. Hall saying right here? No true Mason can be narrow, for his lodge is the divine expression of all broadness. See, you've got to be able to read between the lines here, ladies and gentlemen. These aren't just words. Now, here's your intellect now, because this is the way they look at all of you who aren't in the lodge. There is no, like the Jew looks at us the same way. There is no place for little minds in a great work. And the great work is the New World Order. Okay? In Freemasonry, this is more Manly P. Oh, I wanted to finish this. Yes, I didn't get to finish this. Let me finish it before I go on here. I get on to other tangents, and it's just because I have to do it. This may end up a 2-week message, but it's well worth it. Okay, so when you go for the 33rd degree and you're asked to go there, they ask you a question. Do you want to be a king or do you want to be a priest? If you answer king, that's as far as you go in the organization. Why? Because a king wishes to be served. See, mankind doesn't understand that a king is the ultimate servant, like Yeshua Christ showed us, that he was the servant to the disciples. He washed their feet, right? But see, mankind looks at being a king as totally the opposite, because the Jew looks at everything the opposite. So when a man looks at being a king and wants to be king, it stops right there, because really, in reality, a king is a selfish thing to these people. What it means to be king is, I want to be served. I don't want to serve. I want to be served. And I want all to bow to me. Sounds idealistic, does it not? But let's look on. So what's the other thing? If you say, I should like to be a priest is a servant, correct? The priest serves the church, serves the people of the church, serves the deity, correct? But the Jew, notice how when he was the priest, the Sadducee and Pharisee, they wanted to sit in all the high places. They wanted to be served. They wanted to be anything but what Yahweh would deem a priest to be. They just wanted the benefits of being a priest. So, you see how it goes opposite here? This is dualism. You have to understand that the Jew wants to do absolutely the opposite of what Yahweh wants, while claiming that they're the chosen of Yahweh. It's so simple, folks. Can you get a grip on it? See, somebody got a grip on it right there. All right, so if you go on and you say, I wish to be a priest, you will move up to the first degree of the Illuminati, supposedly, okay? And that's all I really wanted to tell you. But it was worth telling you that, because even the Masons, most of them don't know that, and they end up picking the wrong thing, I would imagine. See? Okay, so on to Mr. P. Hall. In Freemasonry is concealed a mystery of creation, the answer to the problem of existence, and the path the student must tread in order to join those who are really living powers behind the thrones of modern national and international affairs. Dig that again now. I know that this is, you know, that as I go through these things, let me take a sip of tea here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness, is it delicious. No sugar? Okay. I want you to get a hold of this. The path the student must tread in order to join those who are really the living powers behind the thrones of modern national and international affairs. See the admission? See the admission? So don't tell me the people down the bottom don't know what's going on. Don't tell me they don't do any dirty deeds. Don't tell me it's just those. It may be just those at the top that know about that it's Lucifer is the light that they're seeking. But that's all I have to say about that. Now, proof that Freemasonry is Jewish. Let's go on and have a few things here. The Jews own and control Freemasonry today and have from the beginning. Its beginnings were entirely Jewish and is controlled by the Jews to this day. Here's what the Jews have to say about their ownership of Freemasonry. Now, this isn't this guy's book anymore. I'm off to quotes and other things. The Jewish Tribune, New York, October 28th, 1927, Sheshvan 2, whatever that is, volume 91. Number 18, Masonry is based on Judaism. Eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual and what is left. La Vérité Israélite. The true Israelite? Well, they're liars right there. They're not Israelites at all. The name of this paper is The True Israelite. Liar. Liar. Pants on fire. Okay. The spirit of Freemasonry is the spirit of Judaism in its most fundamental beliefs. It is its ideas, its language. It is mostly its organization. the hopes of which enlighten and support Israel. Its crowning will be that of wonderful prayer house, of which Jerusalem will be the triumphal center and symbol. Dig it, folks. Le Symbolisme. These are French papers, obviously, July 1928. The most important duty of the Freemason must be to glorify the Jewish race, which has preserved the unchanged divine standard of wisdom. Ooh, they've preserved the unchanged divine standard of wisdom, intellect from their father, from the garden. We are gods. Let me flatter you in the lodge and tell you how wonderful it is that you're receiving this light so that you can glorify Lucifer and the Jewish race. And it says here at the end of this quote, you must rely upon the Jewish race to dissolve all frontiers. Ladies and gentlemen, where have we been? An Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, Philadelphia, 1906. Each lodge is and must be a symbol of the Jewish temple. Each master in the chair, a representative of the Jewish king. And every Mason, a personification of the Jewish workman. Workman? Jewish? Something wrong there? Is that double speak? They don't like to do any work. Unless it's destroying us. So maybe that's the work they're talking about. Okay. Okay. Manual of Freemasonry by Richard Carlyle. Carlyle. I wonder if he has anything to do with the Jew Bush and the Carlyle group. Because Bush is a Jew, folks. Yes, Daddy and Son and Jebby. They're all Jews. For real. The Grand Lodge Masonry of the present day is wholly Jewish. This is from the Manual of Freemasonry. The Freemason, April 2nd, 1930, quoting Brother Reverend S. McGowan, brother. Freemasonry is founded on the ancient law of Israel. Israel has given birth to the moral beauty which forms the basis of Freemasonry. Okay, Rabbi Brother Isaac Wise. Notice in the lodge that the devil's children are brothers with regular people too. Isn't unity wonderful? When the Shabbos Goy, because they really are. You see, because the Shabbos Goy has become even worse than the Jew. Okay? And they are no better than a Jew, and they will be killed in the same way the Jew will be killed. Okay? They thought they were joining something, that they were going to be a step above all. I don't know what it is with people. Some people just want to rule, baby. Okay? So what does he say here in March 8th, 1866? Masonry is a Jewish institution whose history, degrees, charges, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. Benjamin Disraeli, Jew. Prime Minister of England, in The Life of Lord George Bentinck, at the head of all those secret societies which form provincial governments, men of the Jewish race are to be found. You hear that, Yahweh? They'll be found in these places. So when you want to come and, you know what I mean? Latomia. A German Masonic Journal, Volume 12, July 1849, page 237. We cannot help but greet socialism, Marxism, and communism as an excellent comrade of Freemasonry, for ennobling mankind, for helping to further human welfare. Socialism and Freemasonry, together with communism, are sprung from the same source. Now, let's see how communism has helped human welfare. Let me show you how it's helped. There were people that owned farms over in Russia, and they brought communism. The Bolshevik Jews brought communism to Russia, and they destroyed all those farms for those people, and then they starved the people. And then they killed them. But it was all to help further human welfare. Do you understand what I'm saying? Remember the old saying that military man said, "We destroyed the village in order to save it." In Waco, we burned the children in order to save them. Do you understand these people are mentally ill? Can't you understand that? Does this sound normal to you? But let me go on. I mean, because, you know, you've watched so many, the Talmud Vision for so long, lots of things that are not normal are normal to you and I. Not to me anymore, but to you. Jewish Encyclopedia, 1903, Volume 5, page 503. The technical language, symbolism, and rites of Freemasonry are full of Jewish ideas and terms. In the Scottish Rite, the dates on official documents are given according to the era and months of the Jewish calendar, and use is made of the Hebraic alphabet. B'nai B'rith magazine, the good old lodge there in New York City that stands behind the ADL, the B'nai B'rith, who supports and has taken care of the Jehovah Witnesses and still runs the Jehovah Witnesses to this day. These rabbis used to go hear Charles Taze Russell in his sermons. They loved Jehovah Witnesses. They loved it. And I want to point this out, too. They can mention Buddha. They can mention everybody. There's only one person you can't mention in the lodge. I wonder who that might be. Can you guess? Listener, dear listener, can you guess who it might be? Yes, Jesus. The connections. As I pause here and let your brain process the information, even though I've touched your programming, the programming is bogus, and there needs to be a reprogramming. You see, you need to dump some of the garbage and flush the toilet right down to Israel, the fake Israel over there. Flush the toilet in your mind and let the shite that they've planted in your mind go tumbling down the toilet, and may it go straight into that little fake country so that you can replenish your mind with truth. But you have to be willing to do it. Dear listener, you see, you can't keep fighting everything because part of your programming has taught you to fight the truth. If you're going to learn anything in this world, you have to be able to look at things with an objective mind. You have to take yourself out of the place where all the training that you had from Talmud Vision, all the training you've had from the Jewish version of Christianity. Notice it's the Jewish version of Christianity. Remember I told you in my show before that Washington was told that the Jews' religion would be taught in America within 200 years? See, this version of Christianity is the Jews' version, not Israel's version, because they have nothing to do with Israel. Israel was a man who had 12 sons that became the 12 tribes of Israel, and they didn't just disappear. And the Jew has nothing to do within those tribes. It's all a psyop. They're playing with your brain. They've been playing with all of our brains. But see, we're waking up. Praise be to Yahweh, because Yahweh is the only way you can win. If you decide to say, well, I don't want religion, well, I'm not talking about religion. When I speak about Yahweh, or if I speak about what we believe, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about truth, real truth, not the fake truth that the Jewish-run truth movement is trying to retool your mind with, while they let you know about things that happened a long time ago, but they don't really want you to know really who it is. See, it's the Illuminati. You see? It's the government. The government. I don't waste my time with that. Let's hit the nail on the head. Let's not keep missing the nail. So, the B'nai B'rith magazine, volume 13, of course, page 8. Ooh, infinity. Quoting Rabbi and Mason Magnin, the B'nai B'rith are but a makeshift. Everywhere that Freemasonry can admit that it is Jewish in its nature, as well as in its aims, the ordinary lodges are sufficient for the task. Please note, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, is totally Jewish, and it's controlled by Jews. And its main goal is to destroy Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. And it has, because it's got the Jewish version of Christianity, where the Jews have supplanted the true Israelites of the Bible. Now, I'm giving you all this information. What will you do with it? Will you connect the dots? Do you understand? Or would you like to argue with me? Okay, the B'nai B'rith form a super Masonic lodge where no Gentiles, the bogus word, are admitted. Only Jews can go to the B'nai B'rith lodge. One more thing here. Transactions of the Jewish Historical Society, Volume 2, page 156. The coat of arms used by the Grand Lodge of England is entirely composed of Jewish symbols. So, I will continue this message next week, because I'm going to speak a little while here. I'm going to tell you, I want to tell you that a few things here and there as I go along. You see, I'm trying to explain to you that the Masonic Lodge, it looks like it's a beneficent organization. They have burn centers with the Shriners and things like that. You understand what I told you last week, that this is always about dualism. If you do evil, you have to do an equal amount of good to balance your so-called karma. Okay? That's what I told you about Rockefeller, the crypto Jew. That he is one of the most evil men that has ever walked the planet and done more damage to all of this world than most people have. Yet, he gives money to charities. But I guarantee that, you see, they don't let you know what charities those really are. And I guarantee that he is giving to Jew-oriented needs. He's not giving to you and I. I want you to know that America, you see, we have more resources in this country because Yahweh blessed us. It's the land of milk and honey, the land without walls. Each one of us, I mean the true Israelites, I mean the true Americans. There are no such thing as Jewish American. There's no such thing as Black American, or whatever you want to call all those things, a Chinese American. There's no such thing. If we were to receive, we should be receiving from the people at the so-called government, we should be receiving a check every month. for for the money that we deserve from our resources, a part of the profits, let's say, okay? We should be receiving a check every single week or every month or whatever it might be for our part in the profits of this nation. Of course, now this nation has been debilitated because, you see, we have the most oil in the whole world, but the Jew has dictated because he wants to be the middleman. You see, this is where the problem comes in all the time, is he wants to be the middleman. See, in America, he was still the middleman, but now we can think about, like, if we buy our oil from the Middle East, now it has to be shipped here, so it has to be much more expensive. So the profit margin is much higher. That's our resources. That's not the Jews' resources. Water is ours. The land is ours. Everything on this continent is ours. And we should be getting a share of from all of that, each one of us. You know why I don't have any money and why most Americans don't have any money and why Jews have billions in their account? Is because they stole all that money from us. That was our money. Don't ever think that these people are smart and they're just able to acquire billions of dollars, and this is, they've stolen, they've cheated. And they will pay for this. You know what I mean? They don't fight fairly, as you can see. They don't tell you that they're at war with us. Well, they do, I suppose. They say they want to wipe the whites off the planet, yes. But they don't have a fair fight. It's not fair. They have all of it slanted their way. That's why Yahweh will come and reset the balances. Yahweh doesn't like weights and measures that are diverse, that are not true. The Jew lives on weights and measures that are diverse. In other words, if you paid for a pound of roast beef, you're not getting the fair price for it. You're getting screwed because that's diverse weights and measures. We should be paying about 18 cents a gallon for gasoline here. They used to give it away for free. Look what we're paying. Who's getting all that money? The Jew. That's why they're billionaires. That's why the 2% or 1%. Oh, no, you say that's not true. I know a Jew who works and he doesn't have any money. You know, you people are incredible. I'll tell you, you know, it's just amazing. You're amazing. You like to take the one example that doesn't live up to what somebody says and try to coat that to be the whole deal. That's just not the way it is. So we see here in England that the citizen has nobody to go to if he has a problem with the government. He has nobody to go to if he has a problem with the police. There's nobody to go to. The court, you go to the court and you have Freemasons who are lawyers, and you have Jews who are lawyers, and you have Jews who are judges. And if they're not Jews, they're Freemasons. And if they're not, if they're Freemasons, some of those are Jews. So therefore, they're protected in their little cocoon, because who's going to arrest them? Now you can see the picture of England. Now you can see that this is how it's done throughout the world. Patrick Cullinane, I hope you listen to this message and you understand what I'm saying. I'm going to show you next week how this is more than flesh and blood, though. When you're going against these Freemasons, you're going against demons and Lucifer himself. These people have demons living within them. As they go up the degrees of Freemasonry, they are gaining more light and what they call helpers, angels. Angels, get it? And they're told to accept these angels. And I'm going to show it to you right out of their word so that there'll be no question in your mind that I've shown you what they say. See, one of the favorite tasks of the Freemasons, tactics of the Freemasons, is to say, if I was to tell them a quote from their book, they'd say, well, you're taking that out of context. See, that's just a standard. You know, they know you're not taking it out of context, but they know they can't argue with you either because they can't reveal you the truth. And because they know that what you're telling them is the truth, that's their way out of it. It's an easy solution. Worshipful master, what should I tell those stupid idiots in society when they ask me about the books of Freemasonry? Well, just say they're taking it out of context. Oh, thank you for your light, worshipful master. Oh, I love my Jews, and I love I love Lucifer, and I love destroying my own race, and I'm somebody because I have all this intellect. Thank you, worshipful master. You're going to love it in hell, too. You're going to love it. You have no idea what's in store for you, you fools. And I'm not really supposed to call you fools, but anybody that would be part of this organization is a tool and a fool for the Jew. You're enabling. You are. I have identified the enabler of these scum. In order to take control over all of us, and you cops over in London, and you scumbag lawyers and everything else, you sit there and you keep doing the things you're doing. You have no idea what's coming your way. There's a freight train coming your way. I'm not threatening you. There's a great freight train coming your way. So you keep on trying to be little gods, and you got your little badge and all this nonsense, and keep telling yourself, listening to the flattery from the lodge. Don't you know that flattery is, it should alert you when somebody's flattering you? You shouldn't suck it up like a horse at the trough. You should spit it out. And you're going to be spit out by Yahweh, the ever-living God. I pray right now against Freemasonry. I pray that, Yahweh, that you would destroy these people, these Shabbos Goy, these Jews, these race traitors, these enablers. I pray in the mighty name of Yahweh that you would destroy these organizations, Father. I pray that you would flush them down the toilet, that the earth would swallow them up like the flood will be swallowed up. And I pray it in your holy name, the mighty name of Yahweh. I proclaim it in the mighty name of Yahweh. So this is beautiful because this ends up a 2-week message. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. You definitely want to listen to this message over again. I promise you that, because there was a lot there. And it's a lot to consume in one sitting. One must know that you cannot read a book in one sitting and consume it all. It's impossible. Or you can't read it in one time through, is what I really mean, and consume it all. You must read it again. And you probably should wait a little while before you read it again, because it'll be deeper to you the next time. And it will reveal a lot more, because you will have grown since then. However, a book like 1984 absolutely should be read again. I don't care if you read it before. The Bible, or the books, should be read again and again and again. There's no way you could consume it. Okay. I will tell you that next up, we're going to have the Bloodline show that was stolen from us this morning by technology. And it will be repeated right after my show. And I'm going to listen to it, and I hope you will too. I'm anxious to hear what Eli and Andy have placed on the table for us. I truly hope that you, the listener, will be blessed of Yahweh, that you will realize that these shows mean a lot to me. These shows should mean a lot to you, because I'm showing you what the truth is. I'm not making any money. I didn't write a book to you know, get any money from you. I'm giving of my life to you, because I love all of you. And we need to stick together as a race. All the tribes need to stop the nonsense, the liberal nonsense. You've got to get that out of your mind. You've got to realize you've been programmed. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.